Well, we're happy to have our next guest with us because we talked quite a bit about her and the governor a couple of days ago when he signed it into law, human composting, the first state in the country to do this. And Katrina Spade has a company called Recompose. And what I gather from the stories that Katrina has, well, she did a TED talk on this, so she's been behind this for some time. Let's say good morning to Katrina. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Now, have you been lobbying the governor for some time on this?
You know, I've been working on developing the idea for quite a few years now, but we started last year talking to legislators about the bill.
Okay, so and you have a business in place. You will be opening your doors next year. The law takes effect on the 1st of May, 2020, and at that time, you'll be ready to go.
That's right, just about that time, a little bit afterwards, but we're working hard to open Recompose Seattle, which will be the first place in the world where this service can be offered to families.
The thing I felt was most surprising was that in the steel box that also contains, wood chips, alfalfa, something else, that it only takes about 30 days or something to completely decompose. Is that was I reading that correctly?
Yeah, so what we do is provide the perfect environment for microbes, and these are high heat loving microbes. They create actually a great deal of heat as they do their work, and so they're able to break the body down really rapidly. It's pretty amazing, and part of the way we can make sure that happens so fast is because we're controlling the process by having it be contained and adding just the right amount of oxygen and the perfect blend of wood chips, alfalfa, and straw.
The governor keeps saying two wheelbarrows. It's going to be two wheelbarrows. That's what did he get that from you, or does his people are saying it's? And is that
the results
right?
May vary.
Is everybody pretty much two wheelbarrows?
You know, it's actually those would be the two very large wheelbarrows. Maybe we're actually creating about a cubic yard of soil per person. The reason is that not that the person size actually doesn't really matter at all. It's just the amount of wood chips and other materials we put in that vessel that everything together breaks down and creates this beautiful soil. But it's about a cubic yard, which we expect will be too much for many families to want to take all of. And so we're working on creating partnerships with conservation land around the state where you have a forest that's being restored. They actually do need, you know, nutrient-rich compost. We can make sure that soil goes there and then families can visit.
So let's go to this then. The body is delivered to you, and then you oversee the recomposition of it. And then what? And then you call me and you say, you know, all right, Grandpa's ready. And then I'm going to get that in the form of what? Am I getting the Jaylene's Lee two wheelbarrows, or am I getting a bag? What am I getting?
You know, that is a great question. We have not yet designed the container that we'll give back to families. It's going to be a wonderful design exercise because it can be something pretty cool, I think. But it would be really up to families whether they want a small amount. I know some people I've talked to don't want any of it back, but they really want this for their loved one because they love the idea of their loved one returning to the earth. So we'll have probably several different sizes and types of containers.
Now, Katrina, from Recompose, and probably one of the first companies to do the human composting in the state of Washington, because we're the first state.
She says they're the first in the world.
First in the world to do it. You know, and a lot of people we talked to this week were on board with it. One of the questions they had, though, in the initial story, it said it'd be great for vegetables, flowers, and trees. Now, would you consider it food grade, and would you eat food coming from such compost?
Our official stance is this compost should be used for ornamentals and trees. It's perfectly safe for all plant life, but it just makes more sense for ornamentals and trees.
Okay, and then people were concerned, well, what if, you know, what if that person, had radiation treatment at some point in their life, or you know, ingested certain chemicals or whatever it might be, you know.
Led a hard life.
Yes.
Yeah, we think of ourselves as pretty toxic, don't we?
Right. Yeah. So what does that make any difference in all of this?
No. So the great thing is we partnered with Washington State University last year to prove that the process was safe and effective for human use. And what we looked at were the kind of, I call them the big three, and had to make sure that we could check off each one of these big three for safety. The first is pathogen. So that's diseases, dangerous diseases. And we know from livestock composting for decades in the U.S., you know, on farms, we know that the high temperatures created by those microbes destroy harmful pathogens. But we wanted to make sure we could prove that again in our study with WSU. And then we also looked at the question of heavy metals, because some of us have fillings in our teeth that are, you know, made of mercury, and we don't want that in our groundwater or whatever. When you cremate someone, actually, mercury is emitted into the atmosphere, which is actually a really bad place for it to be. We found that our heavy metals were vastly under the EPA's limit, so that was another big check mark for us. And then the final thing, which was almost a bonus, was, you know, pharmaceuticals in our bodies, they're everywhere. When we use the restroom, they go into our waterways. I mean, it's a problem that goes way beyond death care. But for Recompose, what we found at this study was that the composting process breaks down pharmaceuticals. And so we are actually alleviating just in the death care side of things, we're alleviating the problem of pharmaceuticals in the environment, because the composting process does such an amazing job of breaking everything down on a molecular level. At the end of all this, we're no longer human, which I find to be purely comforting. And then for some folks, it's a little bit scary, but.
And what about the bones? By the time that you hand over what is left here, the compost, the Recompose, have disintegrated? What shape are they in?
Yeah, the bones all break down during the process, as do teeth. And so what we give back to families is a lot like a bag of topsoil that you would buy at a nursery. It smells beautifully like soil. It's dry and fluffy. And we also screen out for any metals, like if you have a replacement hip or something like that. We screen that out after the process is over.
Now that this you've reached this plateau and we're going forward with this, is there any way in the future that we can include DNA so like Grandpa's face could appear on the apples or anything like that?
I don't know. That's a question for a scientist, which I am not.
Cost. Cheaper than burial, cheaper than the process of cremation?
Yeah, we're coming in right in the middle. So as you probably know, cremation is the cheapest option. In Washington State, it can be as inexpensive as $750, up to about $7,000 if you have a viewing and a funeral. And then burial starts at about $8,000 and just goes skyrocketing upwards. Right. I think New York now has million-dollar plots that you can buy if you have $1 million kicking around.
To put in the ground.
So Recompose is going to be in the middle of those two options at about $5,500 to start. And over time, we hope to bring that down. But that's where we are, $5,500.
May 1st of 2020 is when the law takes effect, and you folks will be opening your doors. Where are you going to be? Where is Recompose going to be?
Right now, we're looking at spaces in the SoTo area of Seattle.
First in the
world. Our goal is actually to make a place that families will want to visit and spend some time in. So it's not just a processing facility. It's also a beautiful space that you can come through and kind of take in this whole new idea, spend some time. If you're saying goodbye to a loved one, actually have a service there and then come back in a month to get that soil.
The first of its kind in the world. And Katrina is behind it. And you can go to... I found one of your TED Talks. I think it was on YouTube. So if you want to find more information, you can just Google up Katrina Spain.
Yeah, I would come to our website for sure. It's www.recompose.life.
Got it. Okay. Do that. Learn more about it. Good job, Katrina. Thank you for talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.